friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of the dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different.
There's a blue bird at the window.
All right, this is from the Fun album. Sea Change.
The Fun album.
I actually think it's kind of a fun album. It's all about his breakup. I think he was like 9 years with this woman, or 7 or 9 years or something. And then he just wrote a whole bunch of songs about being crushed in a relationship in like a period of 2 weeks, he said. And then he put it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that that one, as well as, was it Mutations? His acoustic album, were really just a lot more mellow and a little bit different than, you know, some of the previous albums he put out there. They were a little bit more in your face, which was nice. It's good to see that change of pace.
It's nice to see Beck sad. I like sad Beck.
I like sad artists in general. I think some of the best work comes out. When
they're all bipolar. You pretty much got your high highs and your low lows. Uh-huh. Yeah. This is a great album, though. I love Sea Change. So, in the background here, I guess I'm doing fine. I got Lost Cause coming up next. I'm going to play some Diamond Dogs, I think. Those two before, we didn't really, we weren't too familiar with.
I thought they were pretty good.
Yeah, I thought they were pretty fun, too. You know?
Not in a depressing way, though.
No. It was, I think I don't like people or something like that. What did he say he was going to do? He's going to kill people?
Something along those lines.
I guess I don't like people today. Yeah. So that came out in 2012.
So, Chris, what song are you most excited for tomorrow? Or what do you want to hear?
You know what I would kind of like to see is if he comes out with a... And he did this once before, I think. He comes out and he actually DJs for a little bit. And he does, like, Where It's At, and he spins the records and stuff. I want to kind of see that.
That'd be sweet.
I think that would be pretty cool. That would bring it right back to, like, the mid-90s for me.
Yeah,
I think that would be kind of nice.
Yeah.
Although I like this stuff too. I like hearing, you know, this is pretty mellow, not fantastic for a concert, but it's mellow and I like it.
Yeah. Hopefully he does at least a little bit from all of the albums, or at least, you know, goes the whole gamut of the discography. It'd be a lot of fun. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, we picked out a pretty good little playlist here today. I kind of want to hear some of the newer stuff because I haven't seen anything on Morning Phase of Colors yet live. And, I like Gamma Ray, you know. I like I'd like to hear Sex Laws, I think.
Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah, especially with the horn section.
Yeah, that'd
be
a lot of fun.
I think that'd be pretty nice.
I always have that one song that I always want to see live that'll just never happen.
Yeah.
For me, it's Nicotine and Gravy.
Oh, good song.
That's a fun
one. That one's very similar to Prince. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
That's a fun one. We don't, you know, Chris, for all of the, you know, musical appreciation that we have and all the different concerts I think, have been to independently, I think you and I have only been to a handful of concerts together, maybe even less.
Saw the Beasties.
Saw
ABC. I took you guys to see ABC.
Yeah.
Remember that?
That was fun.
Who else was with ABC? It was like Modern English or...
I forget
who else was with them. Oh, no, it was Wang Chung.
It was,
right?
Wang Chung.
Yeah, Wang Chung was with them.
That was
good.
The one that sticks out to me the most, as we were just talking about it, was the show where we saw, I think, Beck at the Orpheum.
Yeah.
We got backstage.
Yeah.
Got to meet them. That was really fun.
Yeah.
And I ended up seeing...
Cake.
Or did I say Beck?
Yeah, Cake. Cake.
Cake.
Yeah,
Cake.
Yeah.
One-syllable words.
Yeah. I love Cake. And Cake is similar. Beck and Cake are probably my two favorite bands that I got out of the 90s. Those two I followed pretty religiously. And when I first saw Beck, I had heard him, of course, before with Loser, but when I first got into him was when he was on SNL. And this is a song I'd love to see live. He did Where It's At, and he also did Novocaine.
Oh, cool.
And Novocaine's just a badass song off of Odelay. So we're kind of going backwards here. I've got Sea Change on, which I believe you can kind of consider this his fourth album. It's because he put a couple of independent albums out, but this is kind of the fourth major release album. But he also threw out a whole bunch of different singles and stuff over the years. So, I'm gonna play Diamond Dogs, actually. Let me put this in the background while we're chatting.
That'd
here.
Be fun.
I got Peaches and Cream, maybe Nicotine and Gravy coming up. And we heard Go It Alone, Hell Yes, Black Tambourine, E-Pro, Girl, Think I'm In Love, Cell Phones Dead, Gamma Ray, Modern Guilt, Blue Moon, Up All Night. And also I played the very beginning of, well, the hidden track in Debra.
Oh, yeah.
To open the show. I don't know if you realize that. It's like the last minute and a half. It's like a lot of just electronic noise.
Yeah, that's a fun.
And it's like hidden in the track after like minute four up until like minute 11. Then all of a sudden it starts going crazy, which was kind of a big thing in the 90s, too, to throw like a hidden track on there. But it was always, you had to basically sitting there in silence in order to get your track. But this next one is from the Moulin Rouge soundtrack. It's Diamond Dogs. I'll play that in the background here. Did you ever see this movie, Moulin Rouge?
I've never seen it.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I loved it. It's a little gay, but it's good.
Who was that? Was that Nicole Kidman?
Nicole Kidman and Ewan McGregor. So Obi-Wan sings and... And Nicole Kidman is Fantine. She plays a courtesan. So she's like a, you know, escort for rich guys. And they're all like messed up on the green fairy. They drink all the green fairy juice.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does it make them do? What kinds of fun dance moves? And
yeah, they basically, you know, see visions. Yeah. The absinthe.
Ah.
Yeah, because they're like in France, absinthe. You know, and absinthe is a big drink. Mm. Yeah. You ever have absinthe?
No. I don't think I've had true absinthe. I think I've had something that was called absinthe that really didn't do much.
Yeah?
I also had about 7 or 8 whiskeys before I had it, so.
First, yeah, that probably won't help. Probably won't help with the absinthe. But if you drink absinthe on its own. I've had absinthe night.
Yeah, it's supposed to have
a couple of drinks or whatever. Not that we're condoning this in any way, but you basically have a little cube of sugar you put under the absinthe, and it's good. You know, I enjoyed it. It wasn't bad. But the first time we had it, a couple of friends, we got it for Memorial Day, and we didn't know you were supposed to cut it with water, so we're drinking it straight.
Ooh.
Everybody was like blind by the end of the party. We had a fun time.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was about 20 of us just drinking absinthe, and we're like, oh my God, crazy.
That sounds like a wild night, maybe a wild morning, too.
Mm-hmm. You heard this version of Bowie, the Diamond Dogs?
Just once or twice. I haven't heard this one as much.
Yeah. It's not bad. He slows it down a little bit.
It's
Beck,
fun.
Beck knows what he's doing, though.
Yeah. He actually contributed to... what was the...
Life Less Ordinary?
Yeah. And,
that was Dead Weight.
Yeah. Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh, yeah. Which one was that?
I think he did... was it Ramona? Was that her name?
That sounds familiar.
The song titled... after, you know, the main characters.
Ramona.
It's pretty good.
I don't know it. Let me see. Ramona by Beck. Oh, yeah, there it is. So was that released separately on an album?
I think it played as... I think his song played in the background of some of the... in between scenes.
We're going to play it. We're going to play it. How's that sound?
It's fun.
Right after this. I'll fade out the Diamond Dogs. We'll do some Ramona. Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. My guest today is Daryl Wolfenden.
That's me.
And we are going to Beck tomorrow with Cage the Elephant and Spoon. And Spoon. What odd names for bands.
What would your band name be, Chris?
Exhausted. How about you? Any good band names?
I can't think of band names, but when I used to spin the old turntables, I was going by DJ Smacks for
DJ
a while.
Smacks.
Yeah, that was fun. That was long lived. Good 3-4 months of spinning the turntables. Finally was able to figure out how to mix a song and put it aside.
And then stopped. Yeah. Well, that's what happens. Usually you keep going, you learn a little bit more. You get better and better as you keep going. But yeah, things happen. You got to move on to other things. Try some new exciting stuff. It's fun, though. I love it. Like I said, I'd love to see Beck spin some discs tomorrow. It'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
It's good on his back, too. I don't think that would bother his back. So maybe you will
actually
spin a couple of discs. All right, I'm going to fade out of Diamond Dogs here, and we'll play Ramona here from Scott Pilgrim versus the World soundtrack. How was that movie? I never saw it.
I enjoyed it. It was fun. It was basically a mashup of just live action and kind of like anime comic book type of editing, which is really something unique. It was a little goofy at times, but it was fun.
It's based on a comic book, right? Isn't he like a guy that goes after like 10 girls or something? He's protecting the 10 girls?
He has a girlfriend and he's fighting all of her ex-boyfriends. And I think the last boyfriend is Jason Schwartzman's character, which is really fun. He's always...
Yeah, I like Jason Schwartzman, who's in...
Rushmore.
Rushmore, of course.
Yeah.
And also, did you ever watch the one with Ted Danson? It was on HBO.
The HBO show, sure. Yeah. What was that called?
I don't know.
I've seen every episode. I can't even remember.
Yeah, me too. I forget what it was called. Yeah, the one with Ted Danson and Jason Schwartzman.
And Zach Galifianakis.
And Zach, yeah. And they were like detectives. They were like junior detectives. Bored to death. Yeah, there we go. Bored to death. Mm. All right, here's Ramona. We'll be right back. It's Time Travel here with you until 7 p.m. That's Ramona. He basically just says Ramona for 5 minutes. It's not bad. It's sweeping. Says, there's nothing to hide. You see it in my eyes. I've tried to be who I thought you wanted. If it's all a lie, the truth's not far behind. We could try to live right for the moment. Ramona, Ramona, Ramona. That's it.
Simple yet effective.
Could have done it in like 20 seconds. It's all right. Just not one bad. Verse. You know what, though? I'm gonna skip a little bit, and I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back to his early, like earlier than Loser stuff or around Loser.
Okay.
I got two favorite B-sides that Beck does that I love playing. I don't know. I think you've heard both of them. This MTV Makes Me Want to Smoke Crack.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard Steve Threw Up?
Steve Threw Up.
All right. I think it's time. We're gonna put it up a notch here. It's Steve Threw Up here on Time Travel. All Beck.
Steve had a big commotion. The street fair was an ocean. When he took three tabs of bad acid, and off his melting jaw, all the wonderful things he saw. The pretty hair growing on his sandwich. Well, he looked out on the fairground with the spinning things spinning all around, and he felt the food going down and coming back. Top of the Ferris wheel, he threw up on the heel of the beautiful girl who was laughing. Well, there must have been some pizza, and there must have been some fries, and there must have been some tequila, and there must have been some wine, and there must have been some falafels, and there must have been some beer, and there must have been some bagels. You can see it all so clear. There must have been some pickles, and there must have been some sauerkraut, and there must have been some catfish. When he made his burden down, pineapples, mangoes, wild rice beans, granola, Cheetos, caramel candy, popcorn, ice cream, banana fudge, and some corn dogs, and mayonnaise, steak sauce, ketchup and mustard, garlic, Kool-Aid, Spam and some egg rolls, sushi, rice cakes, oatmeal, cucumbers, biscuits, beef jerky, Pop-Tarts, tamales, shish kebab, and a side of.
Steve was really sick. Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Hijacking your equilibrium. Midnight snacks in my mausoleum. Bend obscene, I lay upon the grass. train is drawn and train then gone, and on it doesn't matter.
Tropicalia in the background. I like this one. I always like that little
perfect background song.
It's almost like a little violin or something, but yeah, I don't know what kind of instrument that is.
What, that little?
That little, it's almost like a Hawaiian jackass or something. It's like,
yeah, it's nice. I like it. Soothing.
This is the one we were thinking of that was kind of mellow. This was the third commercial album. I was saying Sea Change was the fourth. That was the fifth one, really. But he had the two first albums there that kind of count, but not really. The One Foot in the Grave and
Mellow Gold.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Mellow Gold would be the first big release.
Big release, and then Odelay.
Yeah, because then you got Stereopathic Soul Manure, which is kind of just a bunch of sound collages, pretty much. There's one or two songs in there, but not much. A couple of early versions of I think Pay No Minds in there, and a couple of others, acoustic, which is kind of neat. Yeah, All On Your Mind.
It's fun.
I gotta play MTV. Makes me want to smoke crack too. That one's great. How would you like to hear Steve Threw Up live? How would you like that one?
I thought it was fantastic. I hope that the audience enjoyed it as well.
It could be my favorite Beck song.
that's the one we want to hear tomorrow.
Because
you're screaming from section 5.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's just a list of all these things Steve ate, and then he just lets it out and just belts it out. And, of course, we knew a guy named Steve that just did just that.
Except it wasn't food.
No, just ate a bunch of horrible stuff. And just, yeah, a little bit of that, too. I think he had a sour stomach. Remember they used to say that in like the 60s?
Yeah.
You had the sour stomach. You have a little milk of magnesia or whatever. Man. This is a good tune. This is a cool album. This didn't have any real huge hits off it other than this one, Tropicalia. But it's very mellow. It's fun to listen to. It's a maturing Beck in his 20s.
Sure.
It's probably his late 20s here, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think from what I understand, he rushed this one out a bit. I mean, or he was pretty much forced to rush this one out. But, I mean, I think it's just wonderful. I mean, I think it plays really nicely. I mean, it's great for driving music more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Driving in the desert?
Sure.
Not many deserts in Massachusetts, but... You ever get stuck in the desert driving? You were out in Colorado, nearby some deserts.
No, but a lot of cornfields through Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
I will never...
The I-70, the dump.
Just awful. Just awful.
It's where I got my butterfly swarm.
Yeah. I think that got gas entering into Kansas, and when I left, went to another gas station and found just about 300 dead bugs on the front of my head.
Oh, yeah.
Just a
crazy,
disgusting, bloody mess.
I told you about the butterfly swarm I got stuck in, right?
Yeah. Nuts. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that end to the song? Pretty good. I like those little crazy bells in the background, too.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. It's kind of fun. You know what? That's one I would like to have, like, a taco, too, or sopapilla. Now we're getting into the meat and bones of Beck.
Oh, yeah.
Great tune.
This will be played tomorrow.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. New Pollution here on Time Travel. Such a great album. Did you get the deluxe version of this? It's got a bunch of extra stuff on it.
No?
Yeah, me neither. I'm going to pick that up. Maybe I can find something that's deluxe off of this one that we can play. There's a great version of Jackass. It's called Burrow. Maybe we'll play that one. That's pretty nice.
Let's take that one. Yeah. That sounds fun.
And I love Hot Wax. I love High Five. Ramshackle, Novocaine.
Oh, Ramshackle's all good. Great.
Just a great album. And the remixes for New Pollution and Where It's At were just fantastic, too. But let's listen into a little Odelay. It's Time Travel with Chris Earl here on WMFO in Medford. It's all Beck this week. I'm here with my brother, Daryl Wolfenden. We're here with you until 7 p.m. It's all Beck here on Time Travel.
Ascendemos en la tarde y recuerdo tu sonrisa con el viento salvaje. Hay algo vacío cuando empieza.
mis botas viejas, cabos sueltos enlazando mi cabeza. Si pensabas ir al lugar donde los granos van, póngalo junto, invitación extraño.
Yeah.
doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
That was good. I could spend most of my day trying to avoid everything, though. I think that's a misnomer. I could try to avoid everything. I'm getting good at that.
Going back
as
to
I get older.
Earlier, the concert you went to and avoiding people, avoiding everything.
Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah. Older I get, I feel the same way.
It sucks. It's like, geez, I'm just here to enjoy a concert. And this guy that's being a jackass, you know, to my friend. So yeah. I stick up for him. And then all of a sudden he's in my face.
Which is actually great, too, because you don't see as much as that either. It's people stick it up for themselves. Instead, they'll probably just
Cumber will get him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Cumber will get him. It goes around, comes around. The world finds a way to go around and come around. Kamra will come back and get him. So I'm going to play this new one from Beck. We'll go into the future. We'll go into the present, which we don't do too often here at Time Travel. But Saw Lightning is the name of the song, and the new album is called what? Do you know?
Well, it's not out yet. I think it's going to be called Hyperspace.
Hyperspace,
it's supposed to be coming out
right.
this summer. Mm-hmm. I think this is going to be the title track from that album with Pharrell Williams.
He produced it.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think he's on it. I mean, I think he adds some vocals, a couple of background sounds.
Nice. Well, check it out. Here it is, Saw Lightning here on Time Travel.
We're sending you back to the future.
There was a day.
Man, what a great song.
I hope the whole album is like that.
Yeah, what a great song. I love it. Yeah, so that's the new Beck that saw lightning here on Time Travel. In the present here in 2019. Don't do that too often. Not a whole lot of new music I like, Daryl, you know? And like, unless it's an old artist I know, I don't listen to a whole lot of new music anymore.
Yeah, even older artists coming out with newer music. I just play the hits. That's how I feel.
Yeah. But that's great, though. I mean, if the whole album's like that, I'm like, man, that's some great Beck. Yeah. Just and with Pharrell on there, like you said, and it's bound to be a hit. I could see myself, 18-year-old Chris in 2019, if that happened, dancing to Saw Lightning in the clubs.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Holding it down.
Yeah. Do they have the clubs anymore? They must.
I don't know. I don't know what the kids do these days.
You should say hi to Maddie and Jenna.
Well, I think Maddie's getting ready for bed.
Oh, she is.
But. If she does hear me, Maddie, Jenna, hello.
Hi, Maddie.
Daddy loves you.
Oh, isn't that nice? Hi, Jenna. Daddy loves Jenna, too.
Oh, that love you was for both.
That was a community one. Yeah.
Of course.
Has Maddie listened to any Beck?
She likes Up All Night. Yeah. We have a little dance in the morning. We've been listening to it for this past week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
it's
cool.
Been fun. Yeah. She's bouncing up and down to that one.
Maddie's 1.5 now, right?
She is.
Yeah. Yeah. Maddie's 1.5, so she's getting into Beck. It's a good time to get into Beck.
Yeah.
Especially that Saw Lightning. I see her jumping up and down to that one, I think.
Finding a new audience.
Mm-hmm. You want to do a shout-out to anybody? Anybody listening out? Anybody that loves Beck, like us, that you know, that you wanted to say hi to?
Well, I know that, obviously, Jenna and Maddie were listening. Past that, I believe Dave O'Grady might be listening as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not as big of a fan of Beck, but a big fan of both Chris and Daryl. So
yeah, which is good.
David.
Yeah, what's up, man? Yeah, and that's a nice thing too to be a fan of Chris and Daryl. As you get older,
we appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate that. It's hard to build a fan base nowadays in these days and ages in 2019. I got something special for you. This is from the WBCN Naked Disc.
Mm.
WBCN was a great station. It was a 104.1.
Well, next to WMFO, of course.
Of course, next to WMFO. They were such a great station, and they were great with rock and roll. I got two more for you, I think. Mm. Well, this is what we can do. I got One Foot in the Grave, or I got MTV Makes Me Want to Smoke Crack, and I also got Loser, which I think we should close with. So I'll try to get all three in. But we will have to say our good nights, I think, in order to try to squeeze all three in. So anybody else you want to say hi to?
Well, no one else, but I would want to say thank you for having me on, Chris. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was nice to have you back in the studio.
Yeah, it's been some time. Looking forward to coming back, and hopefully we'll have another full lineup for the next concert we go to.
Sounds good. Thanks to Daryl Wolfenden for coming in today on WMFO. It's Time Travel with Chris Hurl here with you every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. If you don't have your Beck tickets and you like Beck or you like what you heard, he's playing tomorrow and Friday in the area in Massachusetts and in Guilford, New Hampshire. Have a great night, time travelers. Talk to you later. Be here with you next week from 5 to 7 p.m. every Wednesday.
Time travel.
Time travel.
Well, I'm the coming, and better be then, better be long, cause the trouble's in my head. You be living one foot in the grave, one foot in the grave, one foot in the grave, one foot in the grave. All right. I want everybody's rhythmic abilities in check right now. Come on, everybody. Strong. Oh, man, that's loud. I was sitting at home, cooking up a steak. Devil came down just for the steak. What do you got? I said, not much. I said, you're always gonna look, but you're never gonna touch. One fool in my grave, one fool in my grave, one fool in the grave, one fool in the grave. All right, I want everybody to rock this with me. Oh, we are in a church, actually. Stained glass. There's only one way, which we are going to leave this room at peace with ourselves this fine afternoon. I want everyone to join on with me. If you feel that you have a dead cat on the line, if you're lying in it, stand it back. With one foot in the grave, I want you to join me in right now. You gotta do one thing. You got to regulate. Regulate. You got to 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 regulate.
Time Travelers, WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. Thanks for listening to your Freeform station.
In the time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey. Butane in my veins and a mouth to cut the chunky with the plastic eyeballs. Spray paint the vegetables, dog food skulls with the beefcake pantyhose. Kill the headlights and put it in neutral. Stock car flaming with a loser in the cruise control. Babies in Reno with the vitamin D. Got a couple of couches, sleep on the love seat. Someone came saying I'm insane to complain about a shotgun wedding and a stain on my shirt. Don't believe everything that you breathe. You get a parking violation and a maggot on your sleeve. So shave your face with some mace in the dark. Saving all your food stamps and burning down the trailer park. Yo. Because one's got a weasel and other's got a flag. One's on the pole, shove the other in a bag. With the rerun shows and the cocaine nose jug. The daytime crap of the folk singer's club. He hung himself with a guitar string. A slab of turkey neck and it's hanging from a pigeon wing. To get right if you can't relate. Trade the cash for the beat, for the body, for the hate. And my time is a piece of wax falling on a termite. It's choking on the splinters. So...